During the configuration for landing, there was a progressive deterioration in normal flight controls. The SLAT's primary fail and FLAP's primary fail ICAS-1 messages were displayed, after which there was difficulty in lowering the nose landing gear, and a fault was indicated with the nose wheel steering system. The crew performed a go-around to action checklists. The aircraft later landed safely with flaps 20 set, but with the nose wheel steering inoperative.